Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to Extra Lippy with Robin Richford and Sophie Brown, and it is all about you.
It is. We love these episodes. So this is essentially breaking down your dilemmas, stories, anything really. You can send it in to us. We can read it. We can, you know, regurgitate it. We can...
We will do our best. We're essentially your pal with a glass of wine. Though, to be honest, Sophie, we should have brought a glass of wine today. I feel like it's that energy today, isn't it?
Yes.
We should have done that. Never mind. We'll still give the advice as if we have. Just imagine it right now. It'd be so nice. Shall we jump into this one?
Yeah.
So this is from Shannon. Oh, this is actually exciting. Okay, this is something that's been on my mind too. Okay, it says, hello, Sophie and Robin. I've been seeing a lot of stuff about colour analysis on TikTok. Some of these experts will charge up to £300, which I get if it's their job, not knocking that at all. But I think, why not go to a stylist? Do you have any experience with these services, colour analysis or stylists, etc.? And what do you think about this trend? Would you try it? From Shannon. Oh, I like this one. Have you seen these?
I've seen a bit of them. I mean, there was actually a filter on TikTok that was about your colours, and you could change it around your face. So you could see which one suited your skin tone. But I think you have to have it a little bit more in depth than that. But having said that, they do just show the colours like up against your skin tone. My auntie actually did it for me and my mum. I think she learned how to do it. This was years ago. I was like really, really young. I don't know, like 10 or something. I'm not quite sure. But I don't remember what mine were. But I think there's value in it. I mean, maybe a lot of money to do it as a one-on-one, but I do think there's absolutely colours that, you know, bring out your style.
It is wild, actually. So if you haven't seen the actual TikToks, it's basically where they have like almost like a stack of fabric that's just bold colours, and they kind of hold the fabric up to people's faces. And it is actually amazing. Even to an untrained eye, you can see colours that drain people. You can see colours that like bring them alive. And it's really, really fascinating. I would love to get it done. I really want to get it done.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't wear enough colour, but I feel like I kind of know what looks good on me, but maybe that's just what my opinion is. Maybe that's a lot of what.
Yeah, no, really though, I sometimes think like, why is this not working on me? Do you know what I mean? I would just love to know what I should actually do. There was I think it was Margot Robbie actually, and it was like basically comparing when she found her colours before she had kind of figured it out or whatever. And oh my gosh, it's just amazing how radiant like people become when they're in the right colour. It's interesting, isn't it?
See, the same thing, I tell you what's also been a trend, because Shannon, you mentioned about like stylists there. A big trend I've seen recently, it's actually prompted me to follow quite a lot of people on Instagram, because I've been like, oh my gosh, I love your fashion sense. But they've been like, this is what I used to dress like, and this is what I dress
now.
I've found my style and what suits me. And I'm like, stop. Some of them, you're like, no freaking way. Like an outfit did that. They just look amazing. And like, there's been a few where I feel like they have like maybe similar body shapes to me or whatever. And I'm like, you deserve a follow because I need to see what outfits you're putting together.
This is it. It's amazing what clothes can do for you. And also as well, I'm quite a sucker as well for like following a trend.
Mm.
And it's like, actually, maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, maybe that doesn't.
Maybe that one doesn't suit me. Maybe I am too short. Do you know? Like, maybe I just shouldn't do that. There's a girl actually, well, there's that whole thing just now where it's like wearing your clothes versus styling it, isn't it?
That was a huge thing, yeah.
There's a girl that's really short that like literally puts on outfits that I would wear on the daily and is like, this is what not to wear if you're short. I'm like, great, brilliant,
fucking wear that every day.
I mean, obviously you've got to be comfortable, but equally it is a game changer. Like, I think, like, for me personally, I have to find stuff that's flattering because my body is shaped a certain way and I really like that. Like, I go in at the waist, but if I wear certain things, I will look a lot bigger than I am. Like, yeah, it is, it's just a fact. It's frustrating, but it's also like, well, there's just things I wouldn't wear. And I think that until you kind of know that or find that point, like, some people never really realize that stuff.
Yeah, well, you don't realize, it's because you don't know, and sometimes it's hard to know how to fix it. What was interesting is I've had stylists in the past just through work, and I actually did have one stylist, and she was so good. I just wish that I just had the money to just have her do it every day. But she was like, I don't love black on you. And I was like, that's interesting, because whenever I was growing up, my mum used to be like, you don't suit black, like, when I was growing up. And I used to just think she said that because she just loves colour. And then interestingly, yeah, the stylist had been like, I just don't love black on you. And I was like, I don't actually own a lot of black because my mum used to say, you know, I don't suit her or whatever.
I mean, I hope no one says that to me because I'm like exclusively black woman.
But you suit it. I think it's maybe dark hair. Yeah, she was like, I think it washes you out. So yeah, it was interesting that, so I think there must be something in the colour analysis, because I'm like, it's weird that they both have said, I mean, it might be a coincidence, but I doubt it. I was maid of honour for my friend and she was dressed, I told her to dress in white, obviously, because she was bride. And we were just going for like a little surprise lunch at the Ivy with like the other bridesmaids. And I said to the other bridesmaids, let's wear black and she can wear white, and just to kind of have something that might be a bit, you know, slightly bridal. Anyway, I actually got ready at hers and she didn't know that that's what were happening. She just thought we were going out for lunch, me and her. She's like, oh, why are you wearing black? And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's so weird. All these people in my life just aren't used to me wearing black. Yeah, because she was like, I thought it was weird that you're wearing all black. And when she arrived, she was like, oh, I get it now, you know. And I was thinking, oh, maybe I don't really suit it.
See, I don't think I've really seen you in black, actually, if I think about it. You're a very colourful dresser.
Yeah, probably because of that. But I would love to actually know if that's true or if it's just, do you know what I mean, in my brain.
I think it's definitely worth investing in. I think it's like a lot of things. It's like a, you know, a nice to have. You know, if you've got the money to be able to go and do this as a one-on-one thing, then great. But equally, if you've not, I'm sure there's ways that you could kind of work it out yourself, or video.
Yeah, I love that.
And like, stylist wise as well, I haven't really worked with any stylists. Like, I've done like jobs and things like that and shoots and stuff, but I've not been like actually styled for them, brought my own clothes or whatever. But like I said, if you can find people online, so there's different people. There's girls that I follow because I just love what they wear, but they're complete body shapes. So sometimes I have to be like, right, Sophie, is that going to look good on you? Or do you just like it because it looks fat on her?
Yeah.
I just like the way they dress. Like, there was a woman recently, she's like late 20s. And then it's finding people that have a similar body shape. And I think that that is so important. Like, if you can follow people that you like that, then use them as your stylist.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really helpful. That's why I'm really liking this short girl. She's right up my street. But I do think it would be worth it. If you have the money to invest, I would 100% do it. My friend did one of these wardrobe like overhauls.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, it was amazing. She absolutely loved it. And honestly, it changed everything. She was like, it just changed who she was as a person. Because every single room that she walked into, she just said that she just felt so confident. She was like, every time I got dressed, she's like, I never left the house without feeling so good about myself. And she was like, interestingly, she saved so much money on clothes because she just wasn't buying just little bits here and there.
Yeah.
She would only buy like investment pieces and it would be one every few months. You know what I mean? Like, and it was like that capsule wardrobe thing, I think. But I think people think of the capsule wardrobe as like it's got to be all neutrals and stuff, and hers wasn't. It was like bold suits. Like, it was like, yeah, she looked fab.
I'd love to have a capsule wardrobe. I think that it is difficult because, you know, again, like even shopping habits and stuff and trends and things, it's so tricky, you know, every day you're plugged something else to buy. But if you can try and keep it to a minute, I say this, I'm literally looking at my whole rail of coats and jackets that I've got here. I love jackets and blazers and stuff though.
I know you do. You need to give me some of them, by the way, because I have zero. It's so bad.
See, I like a cropped blazer is amazing, like with, because it cuts in at the waist and stuff, or like long blazers. I love like, you know, sort of like varsity type jackets. I'm just looking at them now. I'm like,
she's just admiring them.
I couldn't give up jackets because like they do have a time and a place.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Stay there for a while. I'm like, and I just love a nice jacket. It's such a, because a lot of the time you end up bloody covering your outfit up with a jacket anyway. So you might as well make it a nice one.
That's my problem. I actually don't really have any mini jackets. And I think that that means my outfits can look quite samey, even though like I've maybe got different stuff underneath.
Yeah.
It is a good thing. And I think that if you can, you know, get a stylist or get someone to kind of look at your colour palette, be so interesting. What do you reckon your colours are, so?
I think...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Black. I think white. I think I look good in white. I think
great.
I think red, but also like a burgundy colour.
You're quite neutrals then, aren't you?
I was going to say grey, but like I think I am quite neutral because I don't think like maybe like green. Orange looks quite nice for my hair and stuff, actually.
I like orange with blondes. They really suit it, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'd have to find... It's a good point, actually. I would like to know.
I think I suit green.
Yeah.
If I think properly. I think I suit green. I think I suit pink.
Yeah.
The trouble I find with pink is I find it a little girly.
Like,
it's got to be done right, I think. In fact, for our podcast cover, I think, I liked that. It was like a pink corset. That was nice. I love colour and sometimes it can look a little like a little juvenile. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I know what you mean. I do like pink. I think if colour's like done in the right way, but it is difficult, and it's difficult as a woman because like if you go colour, sometimes you wear, or if you go print, you know, you can end up looking like you're trying to dress like a child when you're really not.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
It's just how it comes across, which can be difficult.
Yeah, it's quite a hard one. And I also think that me being small plays into that and not having big boobs. I think if you had big boobs, I think it would like, it does change it anyway because you look more womanly anyway.
Yeah, I know. I do know what you mean. I do know what you mean because I've obviously got boobs, but I've got friends that like they'll wear something and it just doesn't look the same. Same the other way around. I'd obviously I'll wear something and it won't look right. But there are certain dresses where I think you're right. You can give off a much younger vibe if you've not really got much boobage and it's like, oh, it's not really what you're after. Again, though, it is fully dressing for like the body that you have. And that does mean making sacrifices and, you know, you kind of have to. There's certain things, like I said, there's stuff I don't wear that I would like to wear, but it just doesn't suit me.
Yeah, no, you're right. I used to think that a lot especially when I was a bit younger. I was like, I wouldn't wear anything maxi because I was like, it makes me look really, really small. Now I don't mind it so much as long as I've got a heel on. I think I can get away with it. When I was young, I was like, no. And also my legs were such good features when I was young. They were like my best thing. I was like, I don't want to cover them. But again, that can look quite young sometimes, weirdly. But yeah, it's such a funny thing. I know we've spoken about style before, but trying to, like, I guess, solidify your style at this point in your life, it's hard. We're in this in-between thing. We're in this, like, even if you are a mum, you don't want to look mumsy. And then you're like, actually, I don't want to wear the belly tops that I wore in my early 20s. It looks a bit wild, you know? Like, it's this weird kind of in-betweeny thing that we're trying to, like, figure out. But so maybe the colour analysis, Shannon, would be fantastic place to start.
Maybe it was. I think it's one of those, like, if you've got the money, I think this is a sound investment. Like, anything to do with, yeah, like, colour theory or style like that. Like, I do think that's really important. I think it's money well spent, but if you don't, the resources are out there. But it is interesting. Let us know if you decide to do it and if it's any good.
Yeah, and if you know someone that does it, I think I would do it, you know. I'm kind of up for it, I think. Reinvention for 2024.
Maybe we should get a guest on to do our colour theory.
That'd be fun. Yeah, let's leave that with us. We're going to see if we can do that. That'd be really fun.
Yeah.
And tell us all about it. Yeah, okay, great. And what to wear and what not to wear. Let's leave that with us. We're going to try and do that for you.
Yes, let's do it.
And of course, thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy. We'll be back again on Tuesday with our main episode for Valentine's Day. We do want to hear from you, so please do drop us an email. It's contact@loosellipspodcast.com. Or as always, you can get us over on the socials, the Loose Lips podcast, or our personal socials as well, which are
at Sophie H. L. Brown and at Robin Richford with a Y. Baby,
bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.